day of blessed month of Abib, may God add in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord and my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Abinob was martyred. He was born in the city of Nehissa. His parents were pure and merciful, and they reared him in the fear of God. When Diocletian instituted the persecution against the Christian, the Abinob was 12 years old, and he desired to shed his blood for the name of Christ. One day he went to the church, and he heard the priest teaching the believers, strengthening them in the faith, warning them from the worshipping the idols, and encouraging them to deliver themselves over to death for the sake of the Lord Christ. He returned unto his house and set before him all what his father had left him of gold, silver, and apparel, and told himself, "It is written, the world is passing away, and the loss of it." Straightened he rose up and gave all his money to the poor and needy, then went to the Seminole walking along the river bank. He confessed the name of Lord Christ before Lucianus, the governor, who tortured him severely. Then he hung him up upon the mast of his ship, head downward. The governor sat down to eat and to drink, and the vessel which was in his hand became a stone. The angel of the Lord came down from heaven, released the scent, and wiped up the blood that was running down from his nose and mouth. The governor and his soldiers were greatly distributed. Strong winds blew that made the ship to sail fast to Atribis. When they arrived, the soldiers unfastened their belts and cast them before the governor. Then confessed the Lord Christ, and they received the crown of martyrdom. The governor of Atribis tortured Saint Abinob severely and sent him to the city of Alexandria. There he was tortured until he delivered up his pure soul and received the crown of martyrdom. Saint Julius the Ekphasi was present. He wrote the biography of Saint Abinob, took his body and sent it with some of his men to his hometown, Nehissa. Many churches were built in his name. Many signs and miracles were manifested from his body, which is now located in his church in the city of Semenud. May his praise be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year of 416 AM, Saint Simon the First, the 42nd Pope of Alexandria, was departed. May his praise be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Yeah.